Welcome back to Sefer Koheles, or I guess Megillas Koheles. We are the second perek. Shlomo here reflects that light-hearted recreation, hobbies, and material pleasures achieve nothing. You're going to see that time and time again. Shlomo says, look, I try to combine delight with wisdom by drinking wine, beautiful properties, fields, houses, animals, servants, treasures, even musical instruments, while maintaining wisdom. And even though, yes, these were pleasurable, they didn't give deep meaning, and therefore they were of no use. Now, it's interesting, of course, these physical things can give short-term pleasure. They can give you a short-term lift. They can give you rachvas hadas, in other words, a certain, this is good. But that is not the aim. That is just the means of getting on with what you need to get on with in life. They're not the goals in life. They can be used. They can be uplifted. You can use them in serving Hashem. And both the wise and the foolish will die, but the wise will leave a legacy behind. Shlomo says, how is it fair a righteous person toils the fruit of his labor inherited by his descendants, even if they're wicked, they're still going to get what the righteous person toiled for? It's very reflective, Koheles. It's very sobering, to be honest. It's very somber. You know, what are we here for? What are we doing? What's our legacy? Thinking long term. These are the questions that Shlomo Melech poses in Koheles.